Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The Shelby County League lead is on the line tonight as the Fort Loramie girls take on the Anna Lady Rockets here at the Rockets Gym. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Each team 9-1 overall, Anna 5-0 in the Shelby County League, Fort Loramie 4-0. Each team coming off wins over Versailles recently. Fort Loramie clobbered the Tigers by 23. Anna beat them by one on a last-second basket by Ella Dosick. And Fort Loramie's beaten three Division Threes this year. And Anna has made a habit here recently of coming from behind, trailing both Miami East and Versailles at the half, but winning both games. Chuck, we've seen each team on the road against West Liberty Salem. Both clubs lost to West Liberty. Fort Loramie a bit shorthanded that night. Not sure if Anna's got the firepower to play four quarters against Fort Loramie. Lady Rockets will give it a try tonight. And it's a club that is playing its very best basketball of the year right now.
Well, absolutely. One of the things that they're going to run into is that Loramie plays outstanding perimeter defense, and they need Ella Dosick for Anna to score, I would say, in the 15 to 20-point range for them to have a shot tonight. Then she's going to have to get some help because Loramie's not going to let her go off for 30 like she did against Rushi earlier in the season.
Another young lady who will be a big factor for Anna is Lauren Barhorst. She's the tallest gal on the floor, 6 feet 2 inches tall. She's had a couple fine games here recently, helping Anna in the scoring column in the victories over Miami East and Versailles. In fact, she drained 6 of 7 free throws against Versailles.
Wow.
She knocked down 9 late points against Miami East. She's got to probably get double digits as well and stay on the floor and play I would say 25, 28 minutes. Dosik and her running mate at guard in Michaela Ambos has got to put in a lot of time. Anna didn't dress many tonight. You counted, what, eight, seven?
They had seven that came out. Now, they're going to dress some JV girls, I'm assuming, to fill out the bench.
Right.
But they had seven young ladies come out to warm up, and a couple of them that came out behind them in their warm-ups were limping. So I'm not sure. I don't have any idea what the injuries are, but they're going to be a little shorthanded tonight.
It's been feast or famine for Ella Dosik this year. She's had three games, 20-plus. West Liberty Salem shut her out in the game at the Tigers gym a few weeks ago. We covered it here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie led West Liberty for all but 7 seconds, and then Fort Loramie was beaten on two free throws. Dana Rose missed a buzzer beater, which would have won the game for Fort Loramie. The Redskins were without a couple players, Macy Imwally and Jaden Putoff, in that particular night. Fort Loramie goes plenty deep. In fact, it's the deepest girls basketball team, Chuck, I think I've ever seen, especially at the D4 level.
Well, I before the game, I always tend to put some X's and O's down there. Some people I want to talk about. I put three on the Anna side. I put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on the Loramie side. They are led by Marissa Myring. She's a 5'8" junior. She was hampered last year. She is a freshman. She tore her knee up. As a sophomore, you could tell she wasn't 100%. This year she is, and boy, she is really, every time we've seen her, she's gotten better. Very mobile. You've got Kenzie Holscher. She's a 6-foot sophomore. Not an incredible scorer, but she handles the ball, plays the point on their 3-2 defense, and is a good rebounder. You've got Dana Rose, who I am so impressed with. This sophomore goes into the trees. She was banging with the 6'2 girls from Versailles, and I've never seen a girl as slight as she is finish shots. She gets hit inside, but she makes more old-fashioned three-point plays than anybody that we've watched this year. And we got Gephardt, we've got Ratterman, we've got Jaden Putoff, and then we've got Ava Schultzes, who started on the JV team this year. She's a 5'9 freshman. All she's doing is averaging a little over 10 points a game as a freshman since they moved her up to the varsity.
All of that said, Chuck, these are two very youthful teams, only one senior on the two rosters combined, and that's wing player Bria Cook for Anna. Another young lady I might have slighted a few minutes ago for the Rockets is Kiplin Rowland. She got 13 against Miami East.
Yep.
And a third score for Anna would be extremely helpful here tonight.
I like her, and the two games that we've seen them play, I've been impressed with her. I think that she's only going to get better. Just a junior, I think she's going to be a terrific basketball player for the Rockets before it's over.
How does Anna deal with Fort Loramie's depth and pressure at the guard position? Well, we're going to find out here in a few minutes.
Yeah, well, you deal with it by being strong with the basketball and not turning it over when you get bumped. And you can't be passing side to side because, like you always say, those live ball turnovers always turn into 2 points at the other end of the floor.
Yep. Fort Loramie 9-1, Anna 9-1, Anna 5-0 in the Shelby County League, Fort Loramie 4-0. The two teams play again later on Saturday, February 2nd in round two. Of course, tonight's game is pivotal. The team that wins goes up a game in the loss column, and who knows, there could be just that one game separating these two clubs when they hook up again in February. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerrys.com. Those are three Fort Loramie game sponsors. In Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions, and thank you as well to Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Stop in and tell Darren Barker and Dan Barker that you heard about Barker Insurance right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Other anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's Goffney Furniture, Route 47, West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, just off I-75. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. The In-Between, just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it's the gem of Rushi. Fort Loramie Redskins have won five straight, beating New Bremen, Versailles, New Knoxville, Sugar Creek, Garraway, and Jackson Center was the fifth. In fact, in that stretch, Fort Loramie's averaging over 60 points a game, giving up just 27. The Anna girls have reeled off five wins in a row, too, beating Houston, New Knoxville, Jackson Center, Versailles, and Miami East. A couple of common opponents. Fort Loramie defeated Versailles 56-33. Anna nipped Versailles on December 27th by a score of 35-34. Both teams have played Rushi in the Shelby County League. That's a common opponent. The Rushi Raiders were downed by both clubs. Fort Loramie beat Rushi 51-25, and Anna defeated Rushi 45-34 on a night when Dosick pumped in excess of 30 points.
Yeah, she was amazing that night. I don't remember her missing a shot.
Starting lineups in the tip in a moment. Fort Loramie, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
And thank you to two new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards, it's got a corner on the market, and for a couple of good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal in Sydney for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engravings. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Well, many colleges and schools have preferred Regal forever. That's Regal Trophy and Awards, 1269 Wapak in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. And thank you, Maury's Landing, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Fine food. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's Landing Restaurant, and you'll enjoy that baked haddock dinner. Open at 6 a.m. Breakfasts are extremely popular at Maury's, and a variety of wraps and that gourmet burger at lunch. A family of four can eat at night for $35 to $40 at Maury's. Maury's Landing, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Starting lineups being introduced for the home standing Anna Rockets. It's Michaela Ambus, 5'4", junior at guard, with Ella Dosick, 5'6", sophomore at guard. Ella averaging 15.5 points a game. Bria Cook at a wing, a 5'6", senior. Kiplin Rowland, a 5'10", junior. And Lauren Barhorst, a 6'2", junior on the front line. Rowland and Barhorst need good games here tonight for Anna on the interior. For Fort Loramie, Kenzie Holscher jumping center. 6-foot sophomore, 7 points a game. Kennedy Gebhardt at a guard, a 5'5", junior. With Taylor Ratterman, a 5'5", junior. Dana Rose, a 5'11", sophomore up front, 9 points a game. Along with Marissa Myring, 5'8", a junior, at 12 points a game. Carla Siegel, 20 years at the helm for Fort Loramie. She has done a splendid job, winning percentage of 80. Jeff Maurer, second year running the show here for Anna. He, too, has done a marvelous job at the helm of the Anna program the last two seasons. Fort Loramie wins the tap to start the game. Here's Gebhardt penetrating for the right corner along the baseline. A little push shot blocked away by Barhorst of Anna. And the Rockets recover.
Anna started out 2-3, and I think that surprised Loramie a little bit, but I think that's a good move defensively.
Here's Anna rotating the ball to Barhorst in the lane. She streaks to the basket, and the ball is stripped away out of bounds by Fort Loramie. It was Bria Cook, baseline left, who dished it to the cutting Barhorst. Anna will throw in underneath the hoop. It's lobbed into Barhorst right in front. She's the go-to gal here in the early possessions. It is batted free by Fort Loramie. Ball on the deck. Ruled a jump, and the arrow favors Anna after Fort Loramie won the tip to start the contest.
But it's obvious that Anna's trying to slow it down on the defensive end, playing the zone, and they're trying to get the ball inside to Barhorst.
Here's Bria Cook catching the pass at the top of the circle from below the basket. She gave it up, got it back. She goes high, low, down inside for Barhorst, who catches over the top of Holscher for two. And we mentioned Lauren in the pregame. She's key tonight for Anna. She's got to get double digits in probably 6 or 7 rebounds. Foul line, Myron for Fort Loramie. Starts a drive against Barhorst, and Barhorst hindered her shot. It's a little short. Rebound off to Anna. Myron went left, didn't get it to the rim. It was tipped by Barhorst, who at 6'2", has a huge height advantage over everybody in this game. Right corner with the ball, Kiplin Rowland for Anna. Throws it away, out on top. Rose on the swipe. She barrels down the floor to the rim with the left hand. Good! Dana Rose is fouled as she lays it in.
And right on cue, she's going for the old-fashioned three-point play to start the game.
And it's another one of those live ball turnovers, Chuck, which can haunt any team. It results in 2 points, maybe three, if Rose sinks the foul shot. It's on the way, and it's in. Fort Loramie 3, Anna 2. We played 90 seconds. Pressure in backcourt to Fort Loramie. Three black shirts, three white shirts. Anna brings it down. It's Ambus. Baseline left for Barhorst. The bounce pass is wide of the mark, out of bounds. Yep, Fort Loramie will bring it down, leading by 8 points, 3-2. Ball walked over the timeline by Dana Rose. Rose angles off to the right, goes to Taylor Radiman. She shoots a pass in the left corner to Gebhardt. Rotated high right to Rose against the 2-3 zone of Anna. Rose between the rings, 25 feet away to Holscher. Near side to Gebhardt. Left corner, Dana Rose. Good defense applied by Anna. Rockets extend in the corners. Cross-court pass to Radiman. Open look from three-point land. Bingo! She's got it. Taylor Ratterman lobs in a triple. Here is the ball kicked in backcourt by Fort Loramie, which is applying pressure. Chuck, that's the way you throttle the zone defense. If you can make three or four of those, Anna will have to check out of it.
Well, they did a good job of the ball movement. They got the zone moving, and then they got an open look at it.
And Anna inbounds again, backcourt in the corner, intended for Rowland, stabbed out of bounds. Once more by Fort Loramie. 6-2, Fort Loramie leads, 5:44 to go in the first. Rowland in backcourt. Hands it off to teammate Bria Cook. Ball entered into the forecourt, and the pass is off the mark. It goes right into the Fort Loramie bench.
Yeah, you got to be stronger. You got to go ahead and jump stop and throw a solid pass. You can't try to throw a pass off the bounce.
Holscher inbounds to Dana Rose over the Anna Rockets logo at midcourt. She veers right, goes to Kennedy Gebhardt, deep in the right corner. Tries to make her wraparound entry pass down inside to Myron. It's fumbled away, and Fort Loramie touched it last, out of bounds to Anna. We now have eight players in backcourt, four black shirts, four white ones. Anna, the home team, wearing white-green trim. Ball lobbed up ahead, and tracking it down is Bria Cook. She gets to it, but she's on the boundary far side of the floor. And this Fort Loramie pressing defense in backcourt is creating havoc for Anna.
You don't ever get a rest. If you're playing offense against Loramie, you don't get to take a breath.
Nope. Gebhardt inbounds to Dana Rose. 6-2, Fort Loramie leads. Rose and Gebhardt play pitch and catch. Dana, foul line extended left. Goes on the arc to Ratterman. Ratterman swivels to the top of the key, picks up her dribble. Now to Gebhardt, 25 feet away. Checked by Michaela Ambus. Ball lobbed into the lane to Rose. Right wing to Myring. She's crowded. Let's go a long three ball. It hit the heel. Ricocheted out of bounds in the corner. Touch by Anna. Fort Loramie will throw in. 4:59 left in the first. Fort Loramie 6, Anna 2. Baseline left of the basket. The playmaker, Kennedy Gebhardt. Fort Loramie very adept. Inbounding the ball below the rim. Gebhardt looks and flips it way out back to midcourt. Called in by Ratterman. Left side to Rose. Dana guarded by Barhorst. Barhorst patrolling the middle of the floor in the zone. Baseline left to Myron. Cut off by Roland. Back to Dana. Dana chucks up a three. Wide of the mark. It caroms off the rim into the corner. Out of bounds. We got a piece of it last. Fort Loramie possession once more.
That's just bad luck for Anna because the last person to touch it with their hand was Loramie, but it bounced off of Rocket's foot.
Yep. Redskins inbounding, far side of the floor, about 5 feet up from the corner. Gebhardt cross court to Rose. Rose with a left-hand dribble. 4:35 to go first quarter. 6-2, Fort Loramie leads. Here's Kenzie Holscher, pick and roll, intended for Rose. Passes off target into the hands of Barhorst of Anna. Quickly down the floor, baseline left. Driving toward the rim is Ambus for Anna. She releases the shot. No, it's Mary Landis in off the bench. It was short. That's because she was whacked on the wrist, and she's awarded two free ones. Anna will push it. The Rockets have got the guards to get up and down the floor if the opening arises. Free throw by Landis on the way. Front rim, and it's off. 6-2, Fort Loramie leads it. 4:25 left in the first. 5'7 sophomore, Mary Landis, eyes the basket, arches that one up and through. 6'3, Fort Loramie. Having checked in now for the Redskins is Caitlin Gasson, 5'2 sophomore. Outside the arc on the right to Myron. Left-hand dribble, goes to Gebhardt straight away. Right back to Dana Rose, who dribbles with the left hand. Goes to Myring behind the arc. Barhorst 5 feet from her. Left side of the floor. It is Gasson. She sprints into the lane. Now to Gebhardt. Started to drive. Back to Gasson. Long fadeaway three. Wide left. It hit the glass on one big bounce. It's caught out near midcourt by Gebhardt. And Fort Loramie benefiting from long rebounds on missed threes so far. We're down to 3:42 to go here in the first quarter. Left side pass, Gasson. Straight away, three-point shooter, Fort Loramie. It is pumped up there by Myring. Hit the back rim twice, skimmed off the top edge of the backboard, and was swatted out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
It darn near went in after it went that high. I don't know if I've ever seen a shot come that close to going in.
4, 6, 8 players in backcourt. Fort Loramie pressure. It's typical. Ball inbounded on the play to Roland for Anna. Middle of the floor to Michaela Ambus. Ball whipped into the left corner. Then it's entered to Barhorst in the post. Broken up by Holscher. Holscher on the break. Left corner, Ratterman. Hits a trailer in the lane. It's Rose. Off balance, 8-footer. Wide right. Loose ball rebound in the corner. Anna protects it. It goes out of bounds to the Lady Rockets. Ella Dosick has not touched the ball but once or twice so far for Anna in the first 5 minutes. Just over three to play. Full timeout called. Fort Loramie up 3-6-3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort?
Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Oh, and check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing too. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Well, Anna tries to drive the basketball to the hoop out of its offense. Kiplin Rowland has it blocked away, out of bounds, touched last by a white shirt. Good defense by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, Holscher did a nice job of holding her ground and going straight up.
Top of the circle, Holscher for Fort Loramie. Gives it up straight away to a teammate. Ava Schultes in now for the Redskins, right, Chuck?
Yes, she's out there.
Ava Schultes, a 5'8 freshman, seeing a lot of varsity minutes, and she's had some double-digit point totals so far. 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Anna, with its zone, has accomplished something. It slowed down the Fort Loramie offensive attack. Redskins still trying to solve the zone in this possession. They work the ball out high. It's Caitlin Gasson on the bounce. Gasson still dribbles. 2 minutes to go, first period. Now coming out to catch is Schultes. She tries to lob into the post to Holscher with the back of the basket. Over the shoulder foul by Landis. That one was a bit ticky-tacky.
I'm not sure I would have called that.
2:04 to go, first quarter. We're stuck at 6-3. Fort Loramie leads. Dana Rose out. Taylor Ratterman out for Fort Loramie. Ball being inbounded, baseline left by Gebhardt of the Redskins. On top, it goes to Gasson. Gasson being monitored by Bria Cook. Left side of the floor, Gebhardt behind a screen, pumps up a triple, in there, a trifecta. Kennedy Gebhardt got a good look. Boy, she has been hitting threes with consistency here in the last few games.
Yeah, she had a real nice game against New Knoxville.
Sure did, had nine. Here is a 9-3 lead for Fort Loramie, and a difficulty handling the basketball. Bounces it out of bounds once more.
7 turnovers for the Rockets here in the first 6 minutes of the game.
Wow. 90 seconds left, opening stanza. Right wing pass intended for Schultes, broken up on the play by Anna. Here's a dribble drive down the floor. All the way to the rack goes Dosik. No good, but she is jammed on the shoulder as she released it. Fine awareness by Ella, who made the interception and scrambled the other 60 feet to the rim. She's awarded 2 free ones. Foul shot by Dosik. Didn't even hit the rim. Hope that's not a sign of early game fatigue already. Fort Loramie can have a tendency to do that to you.
I think it's more a lack of concentration.
Second shot, Ella, swish. 9-4, Fort Loramie by 5. Correct me if I'm wrong, Chuck. Ella's not had a shot. Hasn't touched it very often.
No, that was that. They're getting fouled there for that 2-shot foul. It was the first shot she's put up.
90 seconds to go, first quarter. 9-4, Fort Loramie. Caitlin Gasson, Ava Schultes on the floor for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the right, it is Schultes. She zips it cross-court to Gebhardt. Inside the arc, left wing. Missed the 17-footer. The rebound caroms off the rim into the lap of Ambus for Anna. 1:10 to go, first quarter. Midcourt, Ambus, angles right, goes to Dosik, 25 feet away. Ella drives into the lane, leaves it foul line for a teammate. Here's an 18-footer by Ambus. It hits the back iron. Long rebound to Gebhardt. Down the floor to Gasson, right corner. Too hot to handle. She had it in her grasp, but couldn't clutch it.
Well, you talk about receivers in football that would be, you see their head turn to see where they're going to go before they secure the ball. That's what she did that time.
Yep. Last Anna offensive set, Dosik probed the lane, might have had a shot from 10, gave it up to a teammate a little further out who had a good look. It didn't go down. Here's Dosik, doubled, 25 feet away. Right flank to Ambus. 9-4 Fort Loramie, 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Still dribbling, Michaela Ambus. Guarded tightly by Holscher. Foul line, Kiplin Rowland. Shot fake, dribble drive in the lane. Tapped away by Fort Loramie. Anna gets it back. Here's Dosick. Left side of the floor, Kiplin Rowland. Ball high overhead, 20 seconds to go in the first. 9-4 Fort Loramie. Straight away, Dosick. Foul line extended right. Gives it behind her to Landis. Far left wing, Rowland. Fakes right, goes left with 12 to play. Rowland mid-post, double-teamed. Pivots, 8-footer, high off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped away, out of bounds, off Barhorst. Fort Loramie has 6 seconds to make the final points of the period. Here's Holscher, inbounds to Rose at midcourt with 4 to go. Weak side pass, Radiman, left corner, Gebhardt, 25-footer at the buzzer. Bounces off the rim, no good. 9-4, Fort Loramie over Anna after one here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna. Fort Loramie Lady Redskins 9, Anna 4. We start the second quarter. Dana Rose has the ball for Fort Loramie. Pitches to Kennedy Gebhardt. We've got a moving screen right in front of Kennedy applied by a teammate, and Anna gets possession.
I think they call that a miring.
Marissa comes out, and that's Putoff who's in. Jaden Putoff, 5'10 sophomore on the floor. So it's Putoff, Ratterman on the court for Fort Loramie, along with Holscher, Dana Rose, Kennedy Gebhardt. Over the timeline, Ella Dosick for Anna. Right side pass, Ambus. High low down inside for Barhorst. She catches with the left hand and sinks it from 5 feet away. Well done.
She has improved so much from the last time we saw her.
And she didn't play last year. She was injured. Here's a baseline drive by Fort Loramie, which counters. Holscher overshot it. Weak side rebound, and the shooter for Fort Loramie's deck. It's Putoff, who went down hard, and she's got 2 free throws. Lauren Barhorst, a 6'2 junior, as she's back next year. Only one senior, as I noted in the pregame, on these two rosters combined. And that's Bria Cook, a wing player for Anna. Barhorst gets a breather. She's on the bench. Mary Landis back on the floor. She and Rowland will man inside spots for Anna. Free throw by Putoff is right on target. Second shot on the money as well. 11-6, Fort Loramie in the lead by 5. 30 seconds gone here in the second quarter. In backcourt, it's Rowland. Up the left side to Ambus, back to Rowland. Still not over the timeline. She gets to midcourt. Head coach Jeff Maurer of Anna gets a timeout.
Right at about 9 seconds. That was a good call by the coach.
40 seconds gone, quarter number 2, Fort Loramie by 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Anna possession with a little over a minute and a half gone here in the second quarter. Rockets trail by 5. Dosick dribbles inside the arc right wing. tries to throw it to the middle of the floor, batted by the long arms of Holscher of Fort Loramie. Picked back up by Landis, scattered floor. Landis to a teammate, drive by Roland, shot it hard, no good. Scrum for the ball below the basket. It is a tie-up, and it will be possession Anna. 7:03 to go here in the first half. 11-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Baseline right of the basket. Bria Cook will enter. Dana Rose comes out for the Redskins. Looking is Anna, the playmaker, finds a teammate. Dosick enters the lane, got away with a walk. Bad pass, pried away by Fort Loramie. Juggled in the corner of the floor, touched last by the Redskins. Out of bounds to Anna.
Not sure how three officials missed three steps.
Yeah, Ella clearly staggered her way into the lane without putting the ball on the deck. 25 feet out, Roland. Reach-in foul committed by Gasson near midcourt of Fort Loramie. Well, Chuck, the one thing the zone has done for Anna, it slowed down the scoring output for Fort Loramie in this game.
Well, because, A, they're not turning the ball over live. They've only done that once, and that turned into 3 points for Loramie. And Loramie's having trouble. They're settling for the shots from the outside.
Here's Ella Dosick, took the ball at midcourt in the inbounds pass, and she pounded her way down the right side of the floor all the way to the rim, heaved it up on the go, drawing contact. She knew she would get fouled. Had little chance to make that horse shot, if you will, but she's at the free throw line with two coming. Ella Dosick, very heady sophomore performer for the Anna Rockets, now 2 of 3 at the foul line as she knocks it down. 11-7 Fort Loramie. Second free throw coming here for Dosick. Couple of dribbles, shots on the way. It's good again. 11-8, Redskins lead trimmed to 3. Forecourt left, Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. Dashes into the middle of the floor, body contact as she was hipped on the play by Bria Cook. Common foul, 4 on Anna, 5 on Fort Loramie, 6:44 to go in the second quarter. Baseline left, the playmaker Gasson for the Redskins, looks on the inside for Myring and pitches it between the circles to Kennedy Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. Ball high overhead. Ball entered low right for Holscher. The pass was whipped to her by Shouldis. It missed her out of bounds.
Well, Holscher was open before the pass, and as soon as she threw the pass, it had covered up. So
Fort Loramie tried to rotate it in a hurry and get the ball to the post. Good idea. Didn't execute. Dribble drive. Anna in traffic. It's Landis. She coughed it up. Taken away by Fort Loramie. Redskins hustle down the floor. Gebhardt goes cross-court to Gasson. Gasson looks inside for Myring. Between the rings, it's Gebhardt. 11-8, 6:13 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 3. Foul line, open player. Jump shots away. Good, right on target. Good looking lift by Holscher as she nailed it. Well, that was smooth, Chuck.
She has a pretty shot.
Oh, here's Ella Dosick coming right back, entering the lane. A runner got it for Anna. Ella Dosick with a nice play. 13-10, Fort Loramie by 3. Here's Kennedy Gebhardt, baseline right. Short corner jumper, deflected. Loose ball in the lane. Fort Loramie gets it out of trouble. Here's Gasson. Gebhardt, 25 feet away on the right. Guarded by Ambus. Into the post, Holscher. Squeezes between two white shirts, one of whom gave her the knee. Might go against Cook. Shot was released toward the basket by Kenzie, and she is awarded 2. Holscher at 6 feet, a sophomore, swishes the free throw.
That was the third foul on Cook, too.
Only senior on the two rosters is Bria Cook. Anna's now got Roland, Landis, Dosick, Ambus, and Barhorst back on the floor. Second free throw by Kenzie. Oh, a lot of rim, and it goes in. It jumped off the side iron, went about 4 feet in the air. Came down, touched the ring again, then Kerplunk. 15-10, Fort Loramie by 5. Anna in backcourt. It's Dosick sprinting up the right side, not over the timeline. He's at cross-court to Landis. Bounce pass, Barhorst, layup good. They beat the pressure. Landis to Barhorst. She's got 3 field goals. 5:17 left here in the second quarter. 15-12, Fort Loramie. Left side pass, Dana Rose. Dana between the rings to Gasson. Right back to Dana. Landis on her. Still a zone defensive look by Hannah, right, Chuck?
No, they're playing man now.
They've gone to the man.
Yep.
Here's a right side pass, but Fort Loramie punched away by Landis of Anna. The ball rolls into backcourt, and it's traced down by Dana Rose. Barhorst patrolling the paint area, guarding Myring. Right side pass, Gebhardt. Good, tight defense applied by Anna. Then we've got a collision far side of the floor. Anna punches the ball out of bounds.
Well, we were talking about how Anna's guards are going to have to be strong with it. Right now, it's Anna's guards applying the pressure on the Fort Loramie guards.
Yep, Anna has overcome a rash of early turnovers. Anna's gotten the ball steadily inside to Barhorst, and she's kept Anna within striking distance of Fort Loramie, which is up three, 4:35 to go, third quarter. Dana Rose out on top, 25 feet away. What quarter did I say, Chuck?
You said third.
3-point lead, second quarter, listeners. 15-12, Fort Loramie in front. Here's Holscher on the arc. Skipping it cross court for Ratterman. Shot fake. Good defense by Roland, who wouldn't let her drive.
Now they're back 2-3 again.
Uh-huh. Left side pass, Fort Loramie. Ball handled on the arc by Corinne Heitkamp, who's in now, 5'6 sophomore. Deep right corner to Ratterman, who veers around to the top of the circle. Heitkamp, mid-post, baseline left, Holscher. Look at that defense by Anna, and it drew a charge. Landis slid over in time. She was positioned. Contact by Holscher, offensive foul. Anna Rockets, Chuck, giving a very good account of themselves. That's an understatement.
I'm impressed. I mean, how does this team score 5 points at West Liberty Salem in a half?
Amazing. Amazing. Different looking Anna club here tonight. 3:48 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie in front by 3 points. Anna with a possession. Ambus on the arc. Left side pass to a teammate. Foul line extended left. It's Roland. Right back to Landis. Ratterman on Dosik at the moment. Driving into the lane. Landis tried to lob it to Barhorst. Knocked away by Rose. Stolen right back by Ambus. She goes cross court. Wild pass. Tracked down by Dosik. Look at her drive into the lane. Scooped it and drew the two-shot foul. Wow, there are white shirts all over the court right now, Chuck. Hustle plays by Anna. Awarding the Rockets a couple of free throws. Dosik at the stripe, a chance to cut it to one. 3:20 to go till halftime. Foul shot, Ella. Swish. 15-13. Fort Loramie leads it but two. Second shot here for Ella Dosik. All of her points at the stripe. That one hits the rim twice and falls off. Rebound, Dana Rose. She received a shove in the back. Team foul situation, 6 on Anna, 7 on Fort Loramie. Both teams in the 1-1, the final 3:19 of the second quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead but 2, 15-13. Dana Rose in backcourt for Fort Loramie.
They need to figure out a way to get Myring going. She has not scored.
You're so right, Chuck. She is a key component, averaging 12.5 points a game. Cross-court pass, Heitkamp. Baseline right, Fort Loramie shoots no good, and right on cue, weak side rebound, Marissa Myring got it for a bucket.
She's wearing an earpiece, so she heard what I said.
Important goal for Fort Loramie.
Which Schultes got the assist.
Yes, yep. Yep, errant shot by Schultes. Myring got the garbage rebound on the inside and laid it through. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie, 17-13, 2.5 to go, second quarter. Right side of the floor, Ambus works her way to the lane, constantly looking for Barhorst on the inside are Anna's players. Foul line, rolling inside to Barhorst. Oh, a swift left-hand move. It rolled off. Rebound by Fort Loramie in backcourt. Stolen on the play by Ambus. And then Fort Loramie got a piece of it last. It's out of bounds. No, Anna got an arm on the ball.
I think that last move was Barhorst's best move. It just didn't go down. That was a nice move inside.
Oh, it was sleek, and she swiveled around two players from Fort Loramie in the paint, just left it short. Foul line, Heitkamp, right flank teammate Schultes, a runner from 10, no good, got the offensive rebound, couldn't get it to fall, but a foul on Anna. Ava Schultes going to work on the inside for Fort Loramie, two free throws for her. to Frosch at the stripe. A chance to push Fort Loramie's lead back out to six with a couple of makes. And she tosses in the first one. 2:04 to go, second quarter. Coming back in here for Fort Loramie is Kennedy Gebhardt. Dana Rose out. Barhorst, Landis, Roland, Dosick, and Ambus on the floor for Anna. Two free throws up and good by Schultes of Fort Loramie. Again, eight players in backcourt. Anna tries to beat pressure. Zipping up the right side goes Dosick, and she stepped on the side court stripe right in front of the scorer's table. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. That's what the Redskins' pressure will do. It will simply reduce the width of the floor. And Anna simply ran out of space. Ball lob to Fort Loramie into the lane to Myring. On the arc to Ratterman. Jumping, shooting, three-pointer. Good! She nails it. Bombs away. Taylor Ratterman. Huge triple for the Redskins, who are up 9 now, 22-13. Minute 40 left to go here in the first half. Gebhardt knocks it out of bounds.
Anna needs to compose themselves. It's only 9 points.
Inbounding is Anna, as the Redskins have reeled off the last seven. Here's a drive. Barhorst hit a teammate, Ambus, who went to the rim, laid it up short, no good. Rebound, stick back by the little Michaela Ambus is good. 5'4 junior, Ambus puts in two, 22-15. Fort Loramie's 9-point lead, now seven. Ratterman left side to Gebhardt, looks inside to Myring, got away with a walk against Barhorst, went around her and laid it up and in. Looked like a walk to me, didn't it, Chuck?
Yeah, it was close, but I'd say the problem is Barhorst with two fouls. She had to kind of let her go.
Yes. A minute to go, first half. 9-point lead, Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the left, it's Ambus. Cross-court near side to a teammate, back to Michaela. 25 feet away, Landis has it. Now Roland. Boy, Anna's got to get the hot shot Dosick going. And being spun to the floor, 20 feet from the rim, is Landis, who will get the one and one for Anna, which trails by 9 with 49 ticks left on the clock here in the second quarter. Free throws here in the last moment of the first half, important for Anna. One and one for Landis. It's a little heavy. Rebound down to Schultes of Fort Loramie. Up ahead to Gebhardt. Cross court to Ratterman. Back to Kennedy. Didn't size up the three, then gave it to Heitkamp. Outside the arc on the right to Ratterman. Skips it near side to Gebhardt. Half minute to go, first half. Fort Loramie up 9. Ratterman, right corner Schultes, dribbling, hemmed in momentarily by two white shirts of Anna. Now to Myring, foul line extended left. Myring on the handoff to Heitkamp. Out near the Anna logo at midcourt with 15 to play, second quarter. Coming out to catch is Schultes, ripped away by Dosick, who's got the steal for Anna. 9 to play in the second quarter, and Dosick is wrapped up and fouled in backcourt. Myring commits it, 1-1 for Ella. Well, she would like to sink a couple free ones here and whittle that Fort Loramie lead back down to 7. When it looked like Fort Loramie was going to have the last field goal chance to go up 11 or 12 at the end of the second period. Ella's free throw. It rattles in and out. Tough break. 7 to play, first half. Rebound Fort Loramie.
Wow.
Dana Rose midcourt. Right side to Ratterman. Picked off by Anna as the second quarter comes to a close. 24-15. Fort Loramie by 9 over the Anna girls here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Walpock in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Halftime here at Anna, an important Shelby County League girls contest. The Fort Loramie Redskins 4-0 in league play. Anna Rockets 5-0 in league play. Both teams 9-1 overall. And here after two quarters of play, it is Fort Loramie 24 and Anna 15. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. At M&A Muffler and Tires, take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems. Beat the winter weather before it beats you. Your one-stop auto repair shop is M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 1-800-474-4123. Talk to Gepi, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. So many thanks to Barker Insurance, located south of Anna, north of Sydney, on Route 25A for multiple years now. Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. At 9040 North County Road 25A, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Drop in and tell the folks at Barker Insurance, Darren and Dan Barker, that you heard about their store, Barker Insurance, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our halftime report, Chuck, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Redskins lead the Rockets by 9.
Well, the Redskins have a 13-5 rebounding advantage, 5-1 on the offensive boards. Anna turned the ball 10 times. Loramie turned it 8. Free throw shooting for the Rockets, they were 5 of 10. Loramie shot 7, made all 7 of them. That's pretty typical for Loramie. Individual scoring for the Rockets, they were led by Dosik with 6 and Barhorse with 6. They got 2 from Ambus, and they got a free throw from Landis. They scored 4 and 11, 15 for the first half. Loramie a little more balanced. They got 6 out of Taylor Ratterman. They got 4 from Holscher, 3 from Gephardt, 3 from Dana Rose. Marissa Meiring had 4. 2 from Schultes, 2 from Putoff. They scored 9 and 15. and they lead it 24-15 at the half.
Redskins perfect at the stripe and has missed how many? Four?
Yeah, they're 5-10.
Missed five. Oh, that's significant. 9-point game, a better percentage from Ann at the stripe, and this is a one or two possession contest.
Well, they missed the front end of 2-1-1. So,
go.
I mean, there's other, they're leaving points out there in a game that they're not going to be able to afford to leave them out there.
Right. It's a contest in which Anna needs to shoot very well from the stripe. They've got to get it done here in the second half. Fort Loramie's up by 9. That matches the Redskins' biggest lead of this game. It's been as many as 9 on 2 or 3 occasions. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 24-15, Fort Loramie leads the Anna girls at the halftime break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, presented by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success and leadership here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start over a dozen years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And here tonight during this girls' basketball game between Anna and Fort Loramie, the spotlight is on the one senior and all the juniors who are important components of these two teams. Only one senior on the two rosters, Bria Cook, a 5'6 senior for Anna, which also has juniors, Sophia Oftahar, Michaela Ambus, Lily Toller, Kiplin Rowland, and Lauren Barhorst. For Fort Loramie, a host of juniors as well, Alyssa Rassman, Marissa Myring, Macy Imwally, Taylor Ratterman, and Kennedy Gebhardt. These juniors and the one senior all saluted tonight by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Our next webcast after tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com is tomorrow night from Fort Loramie. The Bodkins Trojans journey to Fort Loramie to take on the Redskins, tip off at 8, webcast time at 7:40. And then on Saturday afternoon, we get a look at the 10-0 Minster Wildcats. The Minster girls travel to Van Wert Lincoln View. Tip-off for that game, probably about 1:45. We're on the web at 1:30. And then on Saturday night, it's Marion Local Boys at Anna. It's an 8 o'clock start, webcast time at 7:40 on Saturday night. Opening seconds of the third quarter, and right away, Fort Loramie runs a play, gets a double screen for Kennedy Gebhardt in the left corner, and Chuck Swish, just like clockwork, a big triple, and the Redskins have their biggest lead. And here is Anna firing a pass down inside to Lauren Barhorst, a scattered floor. Ball was almost stolen by Fort Loramie. Three players had a shot at it out at the top of the circle, and then Anna was able to trickle a bounce pass down inside to Barhorst, who banked it home, and then Fort Loramie makes an errant pass and throws it away right to Anna. First 45 seconds, third quarter, 27-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. High-low by Roland for Barhorst of Anna. Pass off the mark, stolen by Rose. Down the floor comes Fort Loramie, and charging in from the left wing goes Myring, and she collides with an Anna player who had set up shop. It's an offensive foul.
That's three on Marissa.
And that was a good call by the referee. Anna was locked down. Myring had nowhere to go. 10-point lead, Fort Loramie. Anna in backcourt. A minute gone here in the third quarter. Quickly up the floor. Barhorst open. Baseline left. Banked it in again. Anna whip pressure. Lauren beats everybody down the floor. She anchors herself on the block. And if Anna can knife through that Fort Loramie press, it's going to be a good look for Barhorst about every single time. 8-point game. Fort Loramie in the lead, 27-19. Gebhardt out of the left corner. Skips it cross court to Ratterman. Right baseline. It's Jaden Puthoff. Puthoff looks inside for Holscher. Hits the cutter, Rose. She runs to the rim. Good defense on the play by Roland of Anna, who got a fist on the ball and knocked it loose. Anna's got it. Dosik down the floor, right corner, Roland. Now Dosik outside the arc on the left. Penetrates the lane. Oh, a good wraparound a bounce pass for Barhorst, but Dosik took one too many steps.
She did a nice job of finding her. I thought she was going to the rim, and she just slid that pivot foot.
Well, does Ella Dosik know how to play this game or not?
Yeah, she's fun. And only a sophomore.
That was a real neat wraparound pass attempt. She took an extra step to pull it off. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Fort Loramie by eight. Right corner put off for the Redskins. Straight away, Dana Rose. Left side pass, Ratterman. Left corner put off, shot fake. Almost traveled. Into the post to Holscher. Clawed away by Barhorst, who's got the steal. Backcourt it comes to Dosik. Straight away, Roland starts a drive. Leaves it behind her for Dosik. Left side, Ambus. Now Bria Cook outside the arc on the right. Dosik, near side Roland, shot fake. Guarded there but put off. Kilpland fakes right, goes left. Wraparound pass, opposite corner Dosik. High right to Dosik, or I should say to Ambus. Her jump shot from 17 almost went in. Hit every inch of the rim, came off, and the rebound was tipped away out of bounds by Anna. The Rockets worked long and hard for that fine look, just could not zero in on the shot. Fort Loramie still up eight. 5:16 to go, third quarter. Redskins unable to pull away from Anna. Rockets hanging around. Here is Ava Schultz outside the arc on the right. Freshman is in the game, gave it up, got it back.
Nice move.
Swivels to the rim, 2 points.
Wow.
What a play by the ninth grader for Fort Loramie. Ava Schultz. She's got a nose for the basket.
She went right around the 6'2 bar horse.
29-19. Coming right back, Anna. Great entry pass, right corner, Roland for Barhorst. Up and good with the left hand as Lauren Barhorst powers to the hoop. 29-21. Anna cuts it back to eight. Ratterman on the arc for Fort Loramie. Look out. She cans it, a long one. A triple. Ratterman zeroes in from downtown.
They've got five threes. Anna has no threes.
32-21. That's what, two long rangers for Ratterman in this contest?
Yep, that's her third.
Three for her. She's got nine behind the arc. And the lead is 11 for Fort Loramie. Anna's got the ball ahead of the key. Good look for Dosik. And she rattles down a triple. 32-24. Lead is eight for Fort Loramie as the clubs swap threes. Dana Rose, left side Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. On top to Dana. Near side pass, Ratterman shoots it again. High off the back iron. And skying for the rebound is Barhorst for Anna. Rockets down eight, 3:46 left, third quarter. Right side pass, Roland looks inside for Barhorst. Here's a drive by Kiplin, flips it up with the left as she motored toward the rim way too hard. Long rebound, Dana Rose. She spurts down the floor for Fort Loramie. All the way to the rim, high off the glass, no good. Rebound, Anna. And Anna comes barreling down the floor. It's Ambus. Head coach Jeff Maurer gets a timeout. 3:28 left here in the third, 32-24. Fort Loramie over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
The Fort Loramie girls had a lead of 11 a moment ago. Dosick sank a long triple. Anna back within 8. 3:28 left in the third. Anna hanging around, trying to take this game to the last few possessions. Deep in the right corner, it is passed to Roland, who hits the cutter down the lane. Barhorst missed the shot, no good. Good follow in the paint area. It's missed by Anna, but a foul. Landis was Johnny on the spot, and she's awarded two as the white shirts, Chuck, crash the boards.
That's the third foul on Kinsey, and that could get him in trouble because she's really their only size in there to go against Barhorst.
Holscher three, Myron three. Anna needs to shoot free throws better in the second half after going 5 of 10 in the first. And the free throw is pumped up and in by Mary Landis. The 5'7 sophomore connects. She's a key player for Anna off the bench. Second foul shot by her is there. It bounced around a little bit and then rolled down through the ropes. The lead for Fort Loramie, 6. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Here's Ratterman. Here's Caitlin Gasson back in. Chest pass, left side to Shouldas. Near side, jump shot away by Shouldas. Got it! Oh, it's a 2. She was straddling the arc. Critical. 2 points launched in by the freshman for Fort Loramie.
You don't see freshmen in a game like this take shots like that. That's a girl that's got a lot of confidence.
Kalutch, 2:42 left here in the third. Fort Loramie by 8. Down low on the right. It's Anna with a good post-up move. Ball entered from the right wing by the Rockets. Mary Landis dealt it down inside for Kiplin Roland, and she was nudged on the right arm as she released a turnaround five-footer. She's got 2 free throws coming. Roland aims and knocks it down. The lead for Fort Loramie, 7 again. 34-27, 2:40 remaining here in the third quarter. Gasson out. Alyssa Rassman in now for Fort Loramie. Rassman, Shouldas, Rose. Ratterman. That's 4 of the 5 out there for Fort Loramie. And the fifth is Heitkamp. Both free throws drained by the Rockets, who are within 6 again. 2.5 left to be played, third quarter. Fort Loramie goes high post. Back to the basket. Redskins have it. It's jarred free, but a common foul occurs against Anna.
That's only their first foul here in the second half.
Yes. 3 on Fort Loramie. Just the single foul, which occurred just then on Anna here in this half. Here's Rose, outside the arc, left wing, to Heitkamp, back to Dana straight away. Near side, Ratterman. Dana, top of the circle, thought about probing the lane. Ball whipped deep into the left corner to Rassman. Dana Rose, outside the arc, high right on the bounce. 2:10 left, third quarter, Fort Loramie by 6. Halftime score was 24-15. Anna's done a good job here in the third, outscoring the Redskins by 3. Rassman between the circles to Dana Rose. 1:55 to go in the third quarter. Still a zone defense by Anna, or is that the man?
No, they're playing 2-3.
Yep, Barhorse patrolling the paint area, not guarding anyone. Long three-pointer before Loramie clangs off the rim. Long board, Redskins reel it in, get it back. Minute 38 left in the third quarter. Deep left side, Rasmussen. Straight away, Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Taylor dribbles once, goes to Dana Rose. Rose dribbling with the left hand, now between her legs. Near side, Ratterman. Right wing, it goes on the play to Corinne Heitkamp. Fort Loramie overloads left side of the floor. It's Ratterman trying to shake free, can't do it. Right back to Rose, a minute 14 left in the third. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie. Dana Rose near the Rockets logo, whips a pass right side to Heitkamp. Heitkamp goes high right to Shouldis. Ball rotated, left flank to Rasmussen. Bounce pass back to Dana. Foul line, almost stolen by Anna. Contact occurs and a foul against Ambus of the Anna Rockets. Second on Anna in this half. The clock has worked its way down to 56.8 to go in the third. It's a 34-28 lead for Fort Loramie. Ball will be inbounded by the Anna Rockets, or I should say by the Fort Loramie Redskins, after a timeout called by the visiting team. Under a minute left in the third, Fort Loramie ahead by six on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Well, let's see what Fort Loramie's offense has in store for Anna's defense. Final 48 seconds of the third quarter of this game. Fort Loramie girls lead by six. Here's a deep right corner jump shot by Putoff of Fort Loramie. She was free, missed it short. It skipped across the rim. Anna gathers the rebound. Half minute left, third period. Rockets down six. Rolling to Dosick. Dosick 25 feet away goes to Ambus. Ambus spins on the arc. Deep right corner, Roland hits Barhorse down low on the right. She overshot it. Weak side rebound by Landis. She scurries into the lane, hooks it up, no good, but she goes to the floor, bodied and fouled by Fort Loramie. I've been impressed, Chuck, by the Rockets' adeptness at drawing fouls. They know when contact is coming. They know when they can draw the two-shot foul.
Yeah, they're more aggressive here in the third quarter than Loramie's been.
Here is the free throw by Anna. It's a two-shotter for Mary Landis, and she rolls it in.
Plus, they're 5-for-5 from the free throw line here in the quarter after being 5-for-10 in the first half.
Yep. Second shot by Landis. She shot, puts that one airborne. In it goes. Fort Loramie 34, Anna 30. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Dana Rose up the floor for Fort Loramie. Left side pass, Gebhardt against the Anna zone. Rotated right side to Rose. She goes to the mid-post area, stops on a dime. We've got an offensive foul, moving screen on Fort Loramie.
Called it on Putoff, and she definitely moved.
7 seconds to go in the third. Fort Loramie with pressure. 8 players in backcourt. Here's Dosick up the court. 4 to go in the third. Dosick into the right corner, running one-hander, overshot it, no good. Rebound swat attempt by Barhorse, no. And the third period concludes. Fort Loramie 34, Anna 30 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have 5 more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna outscoring Fort Loramie 9-2, last 3 minutes and 40 seconds of the third quarter, to pull within four as we start the fourth, and it's Rockets possession.
And Loramie's come out in their 3-2 zone, try to keep themselves out a little bit more foul trouble here.
Left side of the floor, Michaela Ambus has got it for Anna. Does Dosick have a field goal yet?
She's got two.
She's got a couple. Took a long time to get them. Here's good high-low action by Anna. Ball lobbed down inside to Kipling Rowland. Shot it short, no good. Loose ball rebound knocked into backcourt. Fort Loramie runs it down. Over guarding by Anna. It's a common foul against Bria Cook. Yeah, Dosick hit that big three, as I recall, when Fort Loramie led 32-21 with just under four to play in the third quarter. And since that point in time, Anna's outscored Fort Loramie 9-2. Fort Loramie possession here now, 31 seconds gone in the fourth. Dana Rose between the rings for Fort Loramie. Each team applying zones at the moment. Anna still in it. Here's Holscher outside the arc on the left. Whips a pass straight away to Gebhardt. Right side throw, Meiring. Meiring looks to the middle of the floor, can't find anybody. Here's Dana, here's Gebhardt. Redskins have had difficulty getting shots below the foul line, Chuck. Radiman with 3 3-pointers in this game. Taylor's drained a trio of shots behind the arc. Those are keys for the Redskins. Without those, Fort Loramie would be in hot water. Here is Anna's defense, hemming in Rose, who collects the pass in the paint area. She staggered to the floor, dropped the ball, and Anna collected it. 6:42 to go in the fourth. Anna possession down four. Right corner, it goes on the play to Rowland. Near side to Dosick. Dosick checked there by Gebhardt. Outside the arc on the right, Rowland. Right wing, Ambus. They continue to peer on the inside for Barhorst. Dribble drive through the lane, Dosick. Bounces back out to Ambus. She probes the middle. Now to Rowland on the weave. Rolling down the right side of the lane. Flipped it up. It glanced off the right side of the board. Rebound Fort Loramie, 2-on-1. Here is Gebhardt blazing a trail down the floor. Heaved it up on the go. Couldn't make it, but a foul contact against Anna. And Kennedy Gebhardt is at the stripe with a pair.
Both teams, they're allowing them to really bang on the perimeter, and you just know they're not making that call, so you got to be strong with the basketball.
Well, Anna's had two possessions early on here in the fourth to cut the four-point deficit down to 2 or 1, has not gotten it done. Gebhardt flips in the free throw for Fort Loramie to make it 35-30. Second shot on the way, yes, 36-30 Fort Loramie. Just over six to play in the fourth. Anna cut it to 34-30. A little over six to go in the fourth period. That's the closest the Rockets have been since midway through the opening stanza in this game. Here is Barhorst in the right corner. Cross court to Ambus for Anna. Outside the arc on the right to Dosick. Ella may try to do something here. She gives it up. It's rotated left side to Ambus. Ambus motioned for Dosick to go right. Now it's fed to Landis, right corner, baseline, contact, and we've got an offensive foul on Landis.
Wow. I sure didn't see that.
Positioned by Meiring, critical call. If it's on Marissa, it's number four,
yeah,
for a block.
Well, I mean, Marissa stuck a hand out that time. She didn't take the charge full. I don't think that's a good call.
Break for Anna, or I should say for Fort Loramie. He goes against Anna. And the Redskins have the possession now, a chance to stretch the advantage to 8 or 9. Here is Holscher high right, straight away to Gebhardt. 5:20 left in the fourth. Weak side pass to Rose, starts to drive. Double, but two players. Shot block. Good defense as Rowland and Barhorst got there. Anna came up with a loose ball. Rockets pitch it down the right side of the floor. Deflected by Ambus. Ratterman got a piece of it for Fort Loramie. It's Anna's possession with 5:07 left in the game. Team foul situation, 4 and Anna, 5 in Fort Loramie. Rockets make a substitution. Coming out, Mary Landis. Ball thrown deep right corner, Bria Cook. Cook can shoot. She's open, right corner, long one. Good! Right on cue, Chuck. Oh, Bria Cook, the only senior on these two rosters, buries one, and it's 36-33. Anna within three.
She's been hampered with foul trouble. She's got four, but that was a heck of a shot right there.
4:50 left to go in the game. This is the closest Anna has been since the first 3 minutes of the contest. Outside the arc on the left, it is Taylor Radiman for Fort Loramie. Near side pass, Kennedy Gebhardt. I think at one point, Anna was within three at 11-8 at the very outset of the second period. Into the post is Holscher. On the arc to Ratterman, jumping, shooting. Swish! She's got it. Taylor Ratterman from out back. A trifecta, a big bomb for Fort Loramie. Cook and Ratterman exchange threes. That's Taylor's fourth long win of this game. 39-33. Fort Loramie by six. 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Here's a steal. 25 feet from the rim by Ratterman. Lead out to Holscher to the rim. Left it short, no good. Rebound by Ambus of Anna. Hooking foul against Holscher of Fort Loramie. Anna will bring it down here in the last couple minutes. Fans from both sides unhappy with the officiating. It's been a pretty good job all night long.
I think so. I think the last two times down, they've missed calls at both ends.
And head coach Jeff Maurer of Anna gets a timeout as Ella Dosick brings the ball up into the forecourt. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie, 39-33. 3:49 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
Oh, you'll love Brookins. It's the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. That's Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. On the web at brookenspub.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Carl Arnes, the new owner-manager, he's been on the job for a year. And you'll love that fun, family-friendly atmosphere led by Carl Arndt. Sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer. Your food is cooked fresh with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. And the banquet room seats up to 60. And the spacious second floor is open, too. Brookins, ideal for birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Anna with the ball, trailing by six. Dribble drive, Dosick into the lane. Flips up a runner. It dances around the rim. Hit about every centimeter of it. Came off. Rebound, Fort Loramie.
Just unlucky. I'll tell you, that was a heck of a take to the basket that time by Dosick. It just wouldn't drop.
Soft shot, just wouldn't trickle through. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie clings to a six-point lead. Myring on the arc, coming out to catch straightaway Gebhardt. Left side pass, Holscher. Deals to Ratterman. Four team fouls on Anna. Here's one coming up against Roland, 20 feet for the basket.
Well, they've had to go man-to-man now because they can't afford Loramie to just pass the ball on the perimeter against that zone. Roland, Ratterman is a tough matchup for Roland.
Sure is. Taylor's had a sparkling game here for the Fort Loramie Redskins tonight. Inbounds pass, a beauty. Holscher catches on the dead run. Great assist by Gebhardt. Holscher caught it near the rim and shoveled it off the backboard and through. And the lead for Fort Loramie is 8 now. 2:40 to go, fourth quarter. Deep in the right corner, Anna with possession. It's Roland hanging onto the ball. She's knotted up. It's a jump. And the arrow benefits Fort Loramie. That's a turnover. Huge exchange right there.
That's got to be disappointing for the coaching staff because they know that that's the play. They're going to run from the side out of bounds.
Yes.
And they still got burned.
That's Fort Loramie's special play. Side of the floor in the half court. And Holscher made a brilliant catch. Beautiful throw by Gebhardt. Holscher nailed it on her fingertips and took one stride to the rim and dropped it through there to stretch the lead to 8, 41-33. Anna fouls again. That's the sixth on Anna. 2:26 left in the fourth quarter. Ratterman inbound, left of the basket. Taylor looks low on the low below the backboard, intended for Meiring, broken up by Dosik and swiped. Ella's got it. Down the floor to Amba. She can't hang on. It goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Yep, the teams exchange turnovers right there. 2:17 to go in the fourth. 41-33. Anna trailing Fort Loramie by 8. Here's Dana Rose in backcourt for the Redskins. Rose dribbles up over the left side. Pulls up, goes behind the arc to Meiring. Fort Loramie's in the 1-1. Anna sooner or later will have to foul. Here's one away from the basketball against Landis, I think, for holding. 1-1 situation for the Redskins. 2:04 left to be played in this game. Fort Loramie is up 8, 41-33. Anna had cut it to 36-33 at about the 4-minute mark. 1-1 situation for Loramie. It bounces away. No good. Rebounded by Barhorst. Down the floor to Ambus. Straight away, Michaela. Near side, Dosik. Guarded tightly to Ambus on top. Back to Ella. She fires a three, a long one. A little short. Grazed iron. Loose ball rebound in the paint area. And a Fort Loramie tie-up. It should be the Rockets' possession with 1:45 left in the fourth. 8-point lead for Loramie, 41-33. It has been a very good basketball game here tonight. Two undefeated clubs in the Shelby County League. Anna 5-0, Fort Loramie 4-0. Each team 9-1 overall. Here is Anna inbounding below the rim. It goes to midcourt. Stolen on the play by Fort Loramie. And the Redskins circle the wagons back out to the Anna. Yep. Anna logo at midcourt. It's Rose. Near side pass, Meiring, 1:30 left in the fourth, 8-point lead, Redskins. Here's Holscher, right wing Gebhardt, Fort Loramie will hold it. Redskins will not take the shot. Anna has to foul. Barhorst guards Meiring. Right side, Gebhardt. Back out to Meiring, to Rose. Open left corner, Ratterman. Now to Dana with 1:02 to go in this game. Anna playing chase, who will pick up the foul. And here's a bad pass by Fort Loramie. Rose missed her teammate Holscher, far side of the floor. Anna gets it back without having to commit the unintentional intentional foul.
Well, they were trying to foul. The coaching staff wanted to foul, and Rose turned it over before they could foul her.
1 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie doesn't have this one locked up quite yet. Ahead by 3, or I should say by 8, 41-33, is Fort Loramie. Keep in mind, these two teams meet up again on February 2nd. That's a Saturday at Fort Loramie. Next game for these two clubs, Fort Loramie girls host Bodkins on Saturday afternoon. And a week from tonight, Fort Loramie hosts Fairlawn. And 1 week from this Saturday, Fort Loramie entertains Minster.
We probably got to do that one.
Yes, two Division IV juggernauts on Saturday afternoon, January 12th. That's the third of three straight home games for the Fort Loramie girls.
Now, are they in the same region this year?
Yep.
Because I know a few years ago, Minster was up north. That would be nice. I'd love to see them play over in Columbus.
Anna girls have got Bodkins, Waynesville, Marion Local, three in a row at home, Waynesfield. Or I should say Waynesville, is a very strong Division III girls program this year. Has been in the past, too. And that should be a fine game. The day that Fort Loramie plays Minster, Anna hosts Waynesville right here.
Anna has improved so much since the last time we saw them.
Yep. Rockets have possession, down 8, 55 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Dosik, foul line extended left. She's doubled. Gives it up on the play to Cook. Lobs to Barhorst in the post. A little six-footer deflected by Holscher. Loose ball to Rose of Fort Loramie. And she's doubled up and fouled in backcourt. Dana has got the 1-1 for the Redskins, who lead by 8 with 42.3 to go. Well, this game was in doubt, Chuck. until a couple minutes ago. Anna had it down to within three with about four to play. Had three possessions down four at the start of the fourth quarter. Couldn't get it to one or two at that point. Dana Rose shooting 1-1 for Fort Loramie. It is no good. It's long. But the rebound comes back to the Redskins. And then Fort Loramie loses it off a leg of a black shirt. It was Holscher who tried to rake it in, couldn't. Anna brings it down the floor, behind by eight with 38 seconds to go.
Well, if you can lose an eight-point lead, it's missing the front end of the last two 1-1s.
Indeed. Wow. That's 4 points Fort Loramie's left on the board after being perfect from the line in the first half. Deep in the right corner, Roland available for Anna. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Barhorst. Yes! Lauren Barhorst, stick back. Low on the left side. Nifty board by her. She stuck it in. Six-point game, 41-35. Here's Fort Loramie against Anna's pressure, and it's a turnover traveling against the Fort Loramie Redskins. 19.9 to go. Anna behind by six. Here's Dosick, 30 feet away. Rockets have got to go. Out high, it's fed to Cook. Cook with a 30-footer. It hits the rim. Backboard, no good. Rebound jerked down by Holscher, and she's fouled as she dribbles up the middle of the floor with 9.5 to go. Fort Loramie's going to win it, but it was a struggle. Anna Lady Rockets gave the Redskins fits tonight.
There is absolutely no love between these two programs. from many, many years ago, we started watching this.
There have been a lot of well-contested games, mighty close ones, both at Fort Loramie and here. The free throw by Holscher rattles and stays in. The lead 7 for Fort Loramie, 42-35, 9.5 to go. Holscher again, and she pops that one through. The lead is 8 for Fort Loramie, 7, 6, 5. Dosick down the floor for Anna. Jump shot, 18-footer. It's blocked by Ratterman. Loose ball to Dana Rose, and that does it. Fort Loramie survives, turning away Anna, 43-35 here at the Rockets gym tonight. Very good and entertaining girls basketball game tonight. Division 4, Fort Loramie. Division 3, Anna. Boy, was Lauren Barhorst a stalwart for the Anna Rockets on the inside. Taylor Ratterman made three after three for Fort Loramie as those two young ladies were heroes for those two teams here this evening. 8-point win for Fort Loramie, which advances to 10-1 on the year. Anna Rockets now 9-2. Anna suffers its first setback in the Shelby County League. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Thanks as well to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like Brookins. On the web at brookinspub.com. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville. Clancy's in Sydney, from which we'll hear in a moment. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. The In-Between, south of Botkins. The food's not in between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to them. Thank you very much, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., with 8 growing divisions. And in Fort Loramie, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. I stopped by Goffney Furniture in Sydney on the way here tonight, and they have an outstanding inventory of new furniture on display. You'll like what you see. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, that's Route 47 west of I-75. For your adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, dining and living areas, price to fit your budget with finance options. Application is easy. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75 and Route 47. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Chuck, a quick summary of this game, a look at the scoring, and our Clancy stars of this game, won by Fort Loramie, 43-35 over Anna.
Well, Anna scored 9 points in the first and fourth quarters, 4 in the first quarter, 5 in the fourth quarter. That's going to get you beat most nights.
Yep.
Loramie shot free throws well, 11-13. They missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s to keep it scary for them, but then Holscher hit the 1-and-1, made them both, ended up pushing it out to the final score of 43-35. Anna was led by Lauren Barhorst. That young lady impressed me a lot tonight. 14 points. Then they got 9 from Dosick. On the other side, 12 points for Ratterman, 4 threes. Then they got 8 each from Gephardt and Holscher. And they won the basketball game with Meiring only scoring 4 points tonight.
Ella Dosick scored just 9, about 5.5 below her per game average. Each club did a fine job defensively on the other's leading score. Barhorst was very good. Boy, she's got to be the most improved girls player here in the Shelby County League in 2018-19.
Right, well, she's left-handed. That makes it a little tougher to guard because you're not used to trying to defend somebody going left. But, yeah, her shot is better. Her mobility is better. I was impressed.
Yep, she sparkled, as did Taylor Ratterman. Dazzling game from her for Fort Loramie. Barhorst and Ratterman are Clancy stars of the game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, a quick closing comment. As we were speaking during our Clancy's commercial break, zone defense by Anna effective tonight.
I was impressed. I thought the coaching staff from Anna did a nice job. Their zone was good. I thought their offensive, their thought process of getting the ball to the Barhorst. She had 6 in the first half, 6 in the third quarter, and then they had to kind of move it and let's give Loramie some credit. They went to that 3-2, and that did a nice job of effectively trying to take away the inside for Barhorst. So they held Dosick to only 2 baskets.
Right.
She had 9 points, but only 2 baskets in the game. And Taylor Ratterman, she came up big. She had a 3 in each quarter, and each one of those pushed the lead back out when Anna came back and made a run at him.
Yep, and triggered by her, Fort Loramie made just enough outside shots to hold Anna at bay and win this game by 8 points, 43-35. Our next webcast is from Fort Loramie tomorrow night. Bodkin's boys journey to Redskins country. Tip off at 8, webcast time 7:40 tomorrow evening on scoresbroadcast.com. Saturday afternoon, we follow undefeated Minster. I say undefeated. Minster's playing Fort Recovery tonight. Minster girls play at Van Wert Lincoln View. About a 1:45 tip-off on Saturday afternoon. We'll be on the air online on Scores Broadcast at 1:30. And then Saturday night, right back here at Anna, should be one heck of a game. Anna Rockets boys host Marion Local. Anna boys unbeaten on the year. Anna against Marion Local Saturday night, 8 o'clock tip. Webcast time at 7:40. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Anna, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have turned away the Anna Lady Rockets 43-35.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.